Welcome to the Zero to 60 podcast. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. In episode 54 of the series and first podcast of 2021, we're featuring an all-new generation of one of the best-selling compact SUVs in America. The third generation Nissan Rogue is next.
LeithCars.com, Zero to 60, with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
I'd like to welcome Derek Parker of Leith Nissan in Cary, North Carolina, to the podcast. Derek, thank you so much for joining us on Zero to 60 and giving us a little audio tour of the new Nissan Rogue.
Well, it's my pleasure, Mark. Thank you for asking me to go over this all-new car with you.
You're my go-to guy. You know, when something new is out here at Leith Nissan, I come to you. Now we have a brand-new Nissan Rogue. And first off, I mean, just tell us, because, I mean, I was excited about this thing when I first saw it. Nissan has done a heck of a job. And, yes, this is an audio podcast, but you can go to our Facebook page and we'll have a little video up on YouTube of, you know, kind of an overall view of the vehicle. But, Derek, first off, what makes this new 2021 Rogue different or, you know, in some cases, an improvement over the previous generation?
Well, Mark, Nissan, again, as tradition holds, when they go all new, they go all new. Your first glance of the Rogue, the 21 Rogue, you will automatically see a total redesign front to back, top to bottom. The new Rogue looks more like a more of a pronounced SUV as opposed to a compact family carrier. The bold design with Nissan's traditional V-Motion grille has been widened out to give it a nice bold look. The standard LED headlights, both low and high beam, LED daytime running, and the Platinum model, which we'll talk about today, has LED fog lights, standard bold concept going with the alloy wheel concept that they use, combination, and a new introduction to a paint scheme. We offer now the two-tone with the certain color scheme with the black roof. So just immediately on looks alone will tell you Nissan did it right.
Now, let's do talk about the various trim levels. Let's go, you know, with the base and then all the way up here to the Platinum. What's the basic difference between each level?
The four levels start with the S model, our standard model. Today's basic car for Nissan is no longer basic. You're going to have a nice 16-inch alloy wheel as opposed to a steel wheel with a wheel cover. You're going to have Nissan's driver assist display, which gives you all your driving data at a touch of a button on the steering wheel as opposed to away from the steering wheel, which adds safety. You're going to have paddle shifters going into the new car at a standard level to add a sports driver enthusiast feel. You're going to have a nice 7-inch display screen above the dash, which is a touch screen, which incorporating technology we are kind of somewhat familiar with today with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto being somewhat of a asked for or much needed feature. You have it standard on this vehicle. And it's not, again, go back to mention the Nissan's 360 safety shield, which is the first car in this class to offer that amount of safety technology in a standard level.
That's all in the standard?
Yes.
In the S?
Yes.
That's a lot.
And it's also available in a front-wheel and all-wheel drive version.
Okay, so then you move from the S to what? The
SV. The SV is our value package car, which is going to give you a little bit more, a little larger wheel. You're going to get a leather-wrapped steering wheel, standard privacy glass in the rear. You're going to get the full intelligent key feature. You may be familiar with that with Nissan, where it's a detection key that stays in your pocket and you have request buttons on the door handles, which another upgrade Nissan did going with the new models, they now offer request buttons on all four doors as opposed to just your front two doors. So makes it handy for those with kids and not having to unlock all your doors when you can unlock that specific door to load and unload. You're going to find dual zone climate control in that SV model. And just to go back and forth between the two, you still have a standard push button start on those vehicles. So we no longer have that blade key. And you also have a power seat design that's going to be a part of the SV model and a little upgrade in the upholstery, slight upgrade in upholstery.
And then the SL takes you up to what, luxury a little bit?
Luxury feel. Luxury feel meaning the leather interior comes standard in that model. Then you start adding technology features such as Nissan's Drive Assist ProPilot features. A larger wheel again moving up there for a somewhat of an enhanced ride and road feel. And that's when you can add optional equipment such as your panoramic power moonroof to go along with the Nissan ProPilot features as far as technology goes.
And this is the Platinum. So this is the top of the line. So, you know, what would make me want to check the box for Platinum? What do I get with this?
The exclusive features you're going to have on the Platinum is going to be your 19-inch wheels. This is the first car in this class, at least that I can see, where we offer the head-up display, which is rarely found in this class, which transfers all basic data, driving data, straight to your windshield at a very clear, visible, non-intrusive or distractive manner. Your center stack display increases to a 9-inch. Your drive assist display, which is the analog feature that we're accustomed to behind the steering wheel, is now fully digital, and it offers you two display modes, which actually takes your drive assist display from a 7-inch display out to a 9-inch display. Clarity is unbelievable. Nissan has also made standard on the Platinum model Nissan's around view monitor, which basically gives you a composite four camera image right on your center display screen.
Yeah, you see why I go to this guy. It's like the walking Nissan encyclopedia, man. It's awesome. But that's what you get when you come here to Leith Nissan. And I mean, this vehicle, again, as we're standing here next to it, I'm just looking at the size of the rear door. It's so nice and long. It's not, I mean, my gosh, just looking at the entryway to get into the back seat of this thing, this is going to be great for families.
Absolutely, Mark. The rear door now opens up to a full 83 degrees. May sounds like, well, what does that truly mean?
Oh, it is.
Standing next to it?
Yeah, it is almost like completely, 90 degrees almost. Mm-hmm.
So those with, I find it very important, not only with the kids getting in and out, especially with baby seats, loading and unloading, but how about our parents, guys? How about the ease of getting in and out for our parents these days? Mm-hmm. So how important that was to Nissan is a clear example with the wider opening doors. And this Platinum model actually has retractable sunshades for those kids and those parents that don't really need the extra sun. And that's a standard feature.
And that's another reason that I want to check the box for the Platinum. There you go. There you go. And I'm looking in here, Derek, at the back of the center console stack for the rear seat passengers. I mean, not only do you have the vents in there, but what are some of the goodies, the controls that I can see on the back of that console?
Exactly, Mar. You'd be happy to know that the Platinum model does come standard with rear heated outboard seats and rear climate control adjustment, a feature that's typically designated to a much larger SUV. And we have it right here in our compact family SUV.
And let's talk real quick about just the power this new Rogue has. It's an increase in power. Is that right?
With some modifications, Nissan maintained the 2.5-liter dual-overhead cam engine, which was previously rated at 177 horsepower at 160-plus pound-feet of torque. The new engine is now listed as rated at 181 horsepower with 181 pound-feet of torque. And they are able to reach that due to minor adjustments, but mainly going through direct injection, and still able to increase fuel economy by doing such.
If you need to stomp on it, 0 to 60 is just a tad over 8 seconds. So, you know, for a vehicle this size, I'd say that's pretty good.
We appreciate it. And what more so to us was now we've got the laminated front windshield and front driver passenger side windows, the quiet comfort, the quietness. It's gotten a lot more quiet. Added insulation, thermal insulation around the whole vehicle has been much more quieter. And we now have a dual power rack and pinion steering system, which now that power steering motor is now on the rack and pin itself, which gives you more precise and road feel, precise handling and road feel.
Better handling than...
Still electronic.
Than the previous Rogue. What an awesome tour of the new 2021 Nissan Rogue. I probably had to talk about more stuff than we even planned to, but that just goes to show you because this vehicle is stocked. I mean, it is full of, you know, Nissan's latest tech in a great package that is modern and contemporary, but it also kind of harkens back to that classic SUV profile, which I think a lot of people are going to like. And it looks like, Derek, the I guess the standard Nissan Rogue 2021 starts around 25, 650. Yep. And you know, up from there. But lots of goodies you get by checking off those boxes. Derek Parker, Leith Nissan in Cary, North Carolina. Derek, once again, thank you so much for giving us an awesome tour of the new Rogue. This, again, why you need to get down here and see this thing. To find out more about the Rogue or the rest of the vehicles in Nissan's lineup, where should folks go, Derek?
2100 Auto Park Boulevard, Cary, North Carolina, in the Cary Auto Park. And LeithNissan.com.
Now you can look for a more extensive video review of the new 2021 Nissan Rogue with our He Said, She Said series on YouTube and our Leith Cars Facebook page coming soon. I'm Mark Arson. Thank you for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast. It's a monthly series bringing you news from around the Leith Automotive Group and the world of motorsports in the Carolinas and Virginia. You can listen to our podcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few. And be sure to follow us on social at Leith Cars and visit our website, LeithCars.com.
0 to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook at Leith Cars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.